Galilee with a twist you may not know. Ain't no doubt that it sounds like a dream, but we know that it was so. Not a legend, hey, not a radical myth, not a hand-me-down religious belief. I got a story, if you just listen, I won't have to repeat. Yeah, another one died for us. Another one died for us. There was none to get it done, so the Father sent his Son. Another one died for us, yeah. Hey, you're gonna get the truth. Another one died for us. There was a king, you know, he came along 2,000 years ago, yeah. He gave up everything that he had and left his heavenly throne. They were happy when he finally died. They thought he was clearly beat. Now it's the third day, the king is risen, and we're out on the sea.
Apologetics fans, welcome to our weekly show, Praising God Through the Parody of Well-Known Hits from the Past. I'm Jerry Q, and joining me here each week is Jay Jackson, the leader of that Christian parody band, Apologetics. That's Apologetics with an X, with the title of our show as well. And Jay, we got some great songs to share, leading us through the holy season, leading to Jesus' resurrection that we celebrate this time of year, Easter.
That's right, Jerry, and we're going to do for the next 3 weeks. This is the first of a three-part series. We're celebrating Easter, and Apologetics has about 50 songs about that. We're going to play a large number of them over the next 3 weeks. We're very excited about that. It's a very, very special time of year. And we started out today with something giving us an overview of that. And that's called Another One Died for Us. And that means that Jesus is the one who died for us. Another one died in our place. And that's a parody of Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. And coming up, we have some other. These songs today are more of an overview of the whole season. We'll get into some of the details of some of the actual story as it happens, the true story as it happens over the next 2 weeks. But today, it's all stuff that just gives an overview. So we're going to start out with a song called "For Just You," and that's the point is that when that other one died for us, he would have come and just died only for you. And people might tell you that, and you may say, well, did it say that in the Bible? Well, Jesus said that the shepherd would leave the 99 to go and save the one, and perfect example of that. Anyway, For Just You is a parody of Forget You by CeeLo Green. Then we have God's Blood, a parody of Hot Blooded by Foreigner. And the book of Acts chapter 20, verse 28, says that God purchased the church with his own blood. And, you know, it's one of the many verses ascribing deity to Jesus. And we have Selling the Dogma, a parody of Selling the Drama by Live. And then we have One of Us Indeed, a parody of One of Us by Joan Osborne. You know, she talks about what if God was one of us. Well, guess what, Joan? He really was. He came down as one of us, God the Son, in the flesh. And we don't have to speculate. We can just read about it in the Bible.
What Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above to come down for just you. Well, if a sheep in its flock is wandering off, you'll find and get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, it's real affection. Hey, catching sheep. Though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, but lives he's rescued. He'll hold a soiree when he finds where you are. That don't mean he'll just let you there. It could be next door or on a safari. On the day you pray, you'll pay your fare. Like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you at home.
Although he was bold, stickers,
well,
his love still grows bigger.
Woo-hoo-hoo. When God sent Jews as you, yeah, go on and tell me you ain't important. When Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above to come down for just you. Well, if a sheep in his flock is wandering off, he'll find and get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, it's real affection. Hey,
catching sheep.
And though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, but lives is rescue. But baby's skilled at finding sheep. Cries can reach ya, cries can keep ya. But Jesus' love is everlasting deep. Now, like Pepe Le Pew, nobody wanted you on.
Although he was bold,
well,
his love still grows bigger.
Woo-hoo-hoo. So what's your new excuse? Oh, I really hate to ask right now. Would Jesus Christ have come down from his throne above and come down for just you? Well, if a sheep in his flock is wandering off, you'll find and get you like good shepherds do. Well, you find in scripture, real affection. Hey,
catching sheep.
And though it's strange to suggest we're just fishing his nets, what lies is rescue. Amazing grace that saved me. I was blind and such a jerk and
so bad.
When I was still a prodigal, he told me, kid, don't run from your dad. Yes, he did. Jesus Christ will come down from his throne above,
God has appeared in flesh, came to earth, the Christ of Nazareth. And he died for all and redeemed the fall. It is known through Peter, John, and Paul. Spurned, yes, he will return. He's the way, so sing Amazing Grace. And for Christ, the cross was the means to bear all our sins and earn the ransom for us there. He's made
we look like any you'd wanna see. Isaiah said that he'd be lightly esteemed and be rejected and be treated with disgrace like all of the prophets. And you, you got it.
Jay, my friend, you're still listening to Apologetics with an X, and we appreciate you being here today. We've got some more tunes on the way. Jay, what'll it be?
And now we have a song called Drop Your Knife and Hurry, Man. It'll make sense when you hear it. It's a fairy to rock you like a hurricane by the Scorpions, and it deals with Abraham and Isaac, but also how that was a precursor to our Heavenly Father giving his one begotten son. Abraham had told Isaac, God will provide the lamb, and he provided a ram in the thicket that day, but ultimately he provided the Lamb of God as a special sacrifice and as a special stone. This next song is called Special Stone. It's a parody of Stepping Stone, I'm Not Your Stepping Stone by the Monkees. A lot of people don't realize it. That song was actually done before that by Paul Revere and the Raiders, but it was not a hit for them. Then we have Jesus and Moses, a parody of Heat of the Moment by Asia, and then Living What Jesus Spoke Of, a parody of Living La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
Messiah's coming, Isaac's child. Indications, the Lord gave clues. Defender, Savior, for some will refuse. The prophets called it, I have the scrolls that the Lord gave us three very long ago. Please listen to this, be ready for him. For the ones who died for, serving for sin. Abraham, drop your knife and hurry. Several clues about a rock of salvation, some refuse. You read 28:16 and then you choose, but you can find his name in the book of Luke too. I say, 'cause Christ was a special stone. Just any stone.
century divides in two. One thing that's old and one that's rather new. One pumpkin to divide it, love from grace. But that don't mean that either's out of place. Do you remember in the wilderness? The Israelites heard Moses tell them this. One day another prophet he will come, and we would see that that was God's own son. It was just Jesus and Moses telling you what the Lord meant. Jesus and Moses showed you the light. And now you find in Acts 3:22 that this old prophet's word from God came true. You can't discern yourself as King of Kings. Look back in Deuteronomy 18. God sent us Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses. Jesus and Moses showed you the light.
Jesus spoke. Little Jesus spoke. know you're sinning. Ask for what leads to hell. He took your part and he took your punishment. He wants to save me, you as well. Your new nature's gone to make your older friends complain. Won't you have a faith that would you never be the same? Cause I think you're gonna change. Come on, let Christ in right now. Live what Jesus spoke of. Don't pull that fool around. Live what Jesus spoke of. You'll live forever. Then your sins he'll all dispose of. He will bail you out. Live what Jesus spoke of. Live what Jesus spoke of. Live what Jesus spoke of. Make you take your cross up and go stand against the grain. Make you live your crazy life and take away your shame. Fight the bullet and get saved. Come on.
Apologetics with an X, Q and J here, and we're happy to have you join us again today, and want to remind everyone how they can listen live at 95.3 FM, Angel 95 in Manhattan, or on our stream or app at 7 Central Saturday and Sunday nights at 11 Central on Monday. All the shows are archived for your retrieval at your convenience.
That's really great. You know, Jerry, when you say about how you can listen live at 95.3 FM, Apologetics had a cassette we put out in the 90s called Live 95, so it must have been a precursor, although we put it out in the year 1995. So that was when you've been around for a long time like that. Anyway, even though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And this next song is called Feeling Stronger in the Faith, and it's a parody of Feeling Stronger Every Day by Chicago. Then we have Every Crown Has Its Thorns. That's a song I am going to be singing on Good Friday at my church. We're going to do three of the guys from Apologetics go there. Tom Nolnes is the pastor, and Keith Haney is on the worship team as a bass player. And Tom asked me if we could do a few songs, and this is one of the ones we're going to do. But it's Every Crown Has Its Thorns. It's by Poison. Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And then we have Killing My Suffering with His Son, a parody of Killing Me Softly with His Song by Roberta Flack, also redone by the Fugees. And then we have All You Need Is Done, a parody of All You Need Is Love by the Beatles.
Me. We're both like Simon, we still live in a state of denial. Although we'd both like to go to heaven, we feel surprised about the trial. But the suffering Christ did accomplish something, and the worst all turn out right. Go and find out in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. You see, every crown has its thorns, just like every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings the sad, sad songs. Every crown has its thorns. It does. Christian needs to take his cross, take it up and hit the road. Yeah, cause Jesus said lots of times that we should do it, and he should know. But I wonder, as he walked, if it ever felt like quitting. Yet I know we wouldn't be here right now if Christ took a different road than Calvary. Every crown has its thorns, just like every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings some sad, sad songs. Every crown has its thorns. Though I'm in a trial now, Christ can still feel all my pain. Like the nails are cut through and bruised in, but the scars, Christ's scars remain. Chose to run away. Instead of taking off, he chose to take the narrow way. Now, heaven found and born anew, and man, I never had that much to lose. For I'm here to fulfill my cross in life and see him on the other side. I guess every crown has its thorn. Every life has its cross. Just like every choir boy sings the sad, sad songs. Every crown has its thorns.
Coming to pay for my failure, saving my life with his word, killing my suffering with his son, killing my suffering with his son, filling my whole life with his word, killing my suffering with his son. I heard but had my doubts, and so I
to trust in Jesus, embarrassed, blind, and proud, until I found his letters and read each one out loud. I pray that he'd forgive me, and he just kept right on, coming to pay for my failures,
what did Jesus say upon the cross? Father, please forgive them, cause they're lost. When he said it's finished, that's exactly what he means. Completely.
Apologetics with an X, Jay, as we put the wraps on one more show. Tell our friends where they can get any single, album, or the entire collection of 700-plus songs.
Well, Jerry, they can go a number of places, but the best place to go is you just go straight to the source. That would be us. Go to our website, apologetics.com. Just remember to spell it like you do on this show, Apologetics with an X. APOLOGETIX.com. Or you can go to iTunes or Pandora or Spotify, Amazon MP3, Google Play. There's about almost 50 different download services where you can get our stuff just about any place. But you can always go straight to the source, apologetics.com. And we're going to close out today's show with two more songs about Jesus. One is The Role Never Changes, and that talks about the fact that, you know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, day, forever, and he lives forever to make intercession for us as our priest. His role never changes. It's a parody of Roll With the Changes by REO Speedwagon.
As soon as Cain and Abel, what we find men killing, cause Satan hates that we are all God thinks of. The Bible's on the table, while blood is spilling, waiting here for you to take and pick up. So if you're tired of old Satan's story, oh, turn from rages. All we have is just one enemy, whose role never changes. Yeah, yeah. Woo! Knew what had to happen, fought the terrible serpent. God went through man's darkest hour. He heard that someone laughing, felt the nails that hurt him. Our guilt was poured on him as a sweet turned sour. So he expired, but he came.
us holy.
Got to keep us
holy.
Oh, he sought you and he fought you, but you got to turn to God.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.